Psalm 20, that's our passage as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Again, this is a Psalm of David. David prays, "May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept all your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant you all your requests. Now this I know," David says, "the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from the heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. Lord, give victory to the king. Answer us when we call." Do you pray before you go into battle? Well, the king did. Psalm 20 is a royal psalm prayed by people before the soldiers went to war. The king didn't think of encountering the fight before he stopped at the sanctuary and had the congregation pray for him. The congregation prayed for protection and help and support. Battles are dangerous endeavors. They ask God to watch over the plans and give success in the heat of confrontation. And then they anticipated the victory. "May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God." The king was in his battle array, flanked by his soldiers, ready to enter the field. However, he knew victory would not come by the strength of his chariots or horses. God's powerful right hand was the might behind every win. That's why the king refused to put his trust in tangible things. His trust was in the name of the Lord our God. Trusting in God is the only means by which victory is ever achieved. Father, I'm always tempted to put my trust in chariots and horses, the things that represent strength. Forgive me. My desire is to always trust in you. Help me when I lose my focus. In Jesus' name, amen.